30 years ago, writer Paula Danziger published an edgy book for young readers called The Cat Ate My Gym Suit. It was emblematic of a trend in young adult fiction, novels that were serious but funny and showed kids how to deal with everyday problems. Danziger died this month of heart disease. She was 59. NPR's Susan Stone grew up reading her books and has this appreciation.
The Cat Ate My Gym Suit opens this way.
I hate my father. I hate school. I hate being fat. I hate the principal because he wanted to fire Miss Finney, my English teacher. My name is Marcy Lewis. I'm 13 years old, and I'm in the 9th grade at Dwight D. Eisenhower Junior High.
The story of Marcy Lewis and her 9th grade year is an unflinching portrait of teen transition, with a bit of politics thrown in. It's still remarkably relevant. There's an angry, distant father, an overweight girl who struggles to fit in, and a teacher who gets fired for refusing to say the Pledge of Allegiance. It's Danziger's first novel, and according to her close friend Bruce Coville, her most autobiographical.
Marcy is Paula.
Coville is also a children's author. He notes that Danziger's work changed over time. She started with challenging stories that drew from her own painful childhood, and worked backwards to more gentle books for younger kids.
And I think it was partly as she became more and more reconciled with and comfortable with her own childhood, she's able to go deeper into it to write this other kind of material.
Danziger wrote 30 books. All are still in print. They have catchy titles like Can You Sue Your Parents for Malpractice? The Pistachio Prescription, and Amber Brown is Not a Crayon. Danziger loved to travel. She went all over the world to talk about writing and always made time to help young authors. She made her presence known, Coville says, with a flamboyant personal style.
Paula was larger than life in all ways. She was a very big woman, and she wore the most vivid colors. When she walked into a room, you knew she was there.
Danziger wrote about kids from 3rd grade to high school, boys and girls. Her books sometimes featured handwritten sections, scrapbook-style illustrations, and gross-out humor. They pulled no punches, dealing with mean parents, fat kids, divorce, the terror and delight of dating, the loss of a friend to a move, or a loved one to death. Paula Danziger began writing after surviving 2 car accidents.
I've done a lot, and I'm proud of that, and I feel very good about that. There's a lot more in me that I would like to learn and do and get to another level of both learning about myself and doing certain things. But there is that part of me that does go, na-na-na-na-na, and the other part that goes, get on with it.
A few years ago, Danziger had another bad thing happen. While on a speaking tour, she was the victim of a brutal attack. Once again, she decided to get on with it and was writing a new novel dealing with the attack when she died. The 30th anniversary edition of The Cat Ate My Gym Suit, as well as Paula Danziger's first picture book for children, will be published this fall. Susan Stone, NPR News, Washington.